Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I am Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. James chapter 1 verse 17. What's that gift or talent that you have? Are you putting it to use in bringing glory to God? Don't consider it as trivial. The Lord placed that in you with a purpose, and that purpose is to bring glory to His name. The Apostle James states here very clearly that the gift that is in you has come from the Father of the heavenly lights, and with Him there's no changing nature as is seen with man. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, "I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. That's what each one of us are supposed to do. Fan into flame the gift that the Lord has given us. Paul again exhorts him, saying, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Can you sing well? Is that the gift that the Lord has given you? Can you play musical instruments? Can you write poems or prose? Can you preach? Can you teach? Do you have the gift of helping others? Is visiting the sick and saying a word of comfort your gift from God? Hundreds of gifts, hundreds of talents. What's your gift from the Father of the heavenly lights? Are you willing to bring glory to God by putting your gift to use? He's waiting for you. Do it for Him. Remember the price Jesus paid for you on the cross. Do not sit idle. Glorify your Master and Lord. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.